said to be in good shape for the second year in a row. The future of the Royals and the Chiefs in Kansas City is unclear now that residents of Jackson County, Missouri have voted against a sales tax to help pay for a new downtown ballpark as well as renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. The Dow's up 81 points, and this is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 10. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday afternoon. The unidentified man was shot near Chuck E. Cheese in the 1200 block of Eastdale Circle around 4:40 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. An Alabama man was arrested after allegedly hiding fentanyl pills inside plastic Easter eggs. During a traffic stop Monday morning, Tuscumbia police discovered 29-year-old Jamarius Daquan Qualls with 176 fentanyl pills hidden inside two plastic Easter eggs. Qualls was charged with felony drug trafficking. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. because quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is the third half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. By the way, did y'all see the earthquake in Taiwan?
Yes.
You did?
I did. I saw it. Did you see it?
I didn't really see much. I read a headline. I was worried about the tornadoes in Alabama that never came.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what happened. And then there was something about a tsunami. Did a tsunami ever hit?
I don't know if there was a tsunami.
Doesn't a tsunami automatically happen? It just depends.
No, the earthquake has to happen in the ocean to create the tsunami.
They were saying
but
on
Japan is an island.
Our
but this is Taiwan.
Oh, yeah,
place.
Taiwan. Sorry.
Don Luker yesterday.
I'm gonna be quiet.
You're
going
to say it's all the same?
I mean, they're Asian. And they're in the water.
They're on little islands.
Okay.
So they're showing images. There's been no tsunami yet, but they are showing images of the water receding.
Being sucked back into the...
I hope that that doesn't happen. I really do.
Yeah. So what is the, so a 7.0 to a 7.9 is a major earthquake according to the earthquake magnitude scale. Serious damage. They estimate there's 10 to 15 of those a year. And then where's the, that's a different scale. I wanted to see the scale that says, haven't found it yet about what the earth is actually doing. Have you ever seen that scale where it's like, you know, shaking and then it's shaking with a little bit of waving and then there's like the ground rolls like it's almost like it's liquefied, like
really?
The ocean. Yeah, I'm trying to find that scale and we can
Is there anything we can determine when things like this happen if that would tell us if the earth is flat or round? You're laughing. I'm serious. Like, wouldn't do tsunamis behave differently on flat Earth versus a round Earth?
Oh my word! Now y'all just catching it.
I don't know.
Like, wouldn't it just like spill over the edge? Like you'd have like a waterfall on the edge of the Earth if it was flat.
No, it's got a ring around it.
What do you mean it has
That's
a ring?
That's where the mountain range is all the way around it. That's what Antarctica is. That's the ring, and all the water's in the little bowl.
Oh. I thought you just dropped off the edge.
You took a big old track hoe and dug off the edge, you know, it might. But then you got the firmament out there. I don't know what that does.
Oh. I'm going to stop thinking.
Let's go to Big Bird. Wait. Who's though? Red Top is on topic. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
You know, I think that last suggestion is good.
That's fair. Okay. All right. That wasn't even mean.
Yeah, no, that's just damn reality.
Hey, nine people are dead, unfortunately, and 963 injured from the quake in Taipei. It is a miracle.
When you see 7.4, by the way, is what it was on the Richter scale, I hope you knew that. Otherwise, I'm going to burn your diet. I'm going to call you.
No, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I was looking at a website from Michigan or Michigan State, and it wasn't the list. It was like a summary. I want the real scale that says all the descriptions, what I'm looking for.
Oh, 7.4 is beyond badass, as you know, being a geologist.
It's
wicked.
It's bad.
And aftershocks of 7 are anticipated today and tomorrow, which is, this happens tomorrow. Anyway, because we're so far behind the international deadline. So it did happen. Yes, it happened tomorrow.
Hey, Red Top, you're going to love the Google version of the Richter magnitudes, because what you... this is not the list I'm looking for, but it says a 6 to a 6.9 is strong, and a 7 to a 7.9 is major. Like,
yeah.
That's great.
According to my knowledge of the Richter scale, it goes up by intensity 2 and 3 times when you get to 6 and 7.
It's magnified. It's like power of 10.
And 8 is like a nuclear bomb went off. So Taiwan apparently is very well prepared for this, because tons of people, almost nobody died. They showed, have you been looking at some of these buildings? They're sitting at 45 degree angles, and people are coming.
Yep, holding up. They look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Good Lord. Now, let's get to some amazing revelations that happened last weekend. I found something out that stunned me, and if you watched any college basketball, you saw this. The Geico Lizard is left-handed.
I know. This is one of the biggest stories I've heard in a long time. And what's the other one? Whichever hand he uses is totally up to him.
I'm embarrassed because I did not notice it in all these years. I'm going to have to go back and see why I did not notice it. And that was very remiss of me being left-handed.
Yes.
But that's the biggest damn story of the year. I almost dropped my chocolate chip cookie whenever they said that. You know what I mean?
Chocolate chip cookie. Sounds delicious.
I agree.
Hey, the marijuana prop, you know, guys, I'm sorry. I ain't going to take this crap about. How did it start? It started with legalizing marijuana. Well, damn it.
It's true, Renton.
No, ma'am. It started with marijuana illegal. How damn dense are you? You know, fentanyl is not as one marijuana is. If you got any brain, that shows you there's something wrong with it. Marijuana is an incredible medical instrument. And no, it has not caused any deaths. Go ahead, check damn deaths on marijuana. There's none. You can't find them.
It's a gateway drug.
You can what?
It's a gateway drug, and that's provable.
Check the CDC statistics. 20 years ago, they declared it not a gateway drug. Where the hell?
Because we trust the CDC. Gotcha.
Yeah, the CDC said take the jab.
All right. Y'all can be as hard-headed as you want.
Does the NIH count? Do we ignore the NIH?
Let's call Fauci.
They just put an article. You know, the National Institutes of Health or government, the thing that you want to use, that smoking cannabis is associated with increased risk of heart attack, stroke. That's the government.
I'm not dead, dumb.
Well, first of all, I'm not dumb.
I'm 70 years old. Second of all, 30 push-ups. You're not half as healthy as I am. I smoke marijuana every day, damn it. That is the stupidest crap I've ever heard. You better get off.
Don't you love it when people are addicted and they get a little defensive and they can't even talk about it? That's my favorite. I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Red Top.
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
I'm Red Top, and I'm smarter than everyone.
You're so dumb, Allison.
You're dumb, too, Adam.
I'm super dumb.
Jeez.
We're so dumb.
You are a dumb.
I'm a dumb. You're a dumb.
I think I have no brain.
Ladies of Liberty.
How did Scott escape that one?
Because Scott's bigger than Red Top.
This is why we have it.
So hold on. We got to get this. Dumb, dumb.
Okay.
Okay. We have dumb, dumb. We have dumb and dumb, dumb. We have Dixie and Trixie. We have Ladies of Liberty. And then we have Allison and Amy Beth. We have our fourth name.
We're also the Conservanauts. Do y'all remember that
Conservanauts?
One?
Yeah, that's from the Conservanauts. Early.
I am distraught that I cannot find the Richter scale describing the motion of the earth. Somewhere there is one about it being so strong that the ground rolls like waves.
Yeah.
I can't find it. It just drives me crazy.
Brian's
and I know everybody's very excited about that.
Super excited.
This is the
Scott.
Nerd section of the show. There was an earthquake. This is geology stuff.
Scott. Okay, well, while you look, go to Big Bird, who wants to talk about stupid liberals.
Y'all forgot stupid. We're just dumb. We're not stupid.
Oh, well, what are you?
I can be stupid. I've been stupid before. I've done stupid things. Big Bird, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Big Bird. How are you?
Well, a few minutes or so ago, you were talking about all this junk and propaganda and all that stuff going on and how people were so dumb if they thought people wouldn't figure it out.
Yes.
And I think the choice is that they're diabolically evil.
So you're going with evil instead of stupid?
That's what I think, yes, sir.
I can't disagree.
They're so wrapped up in their Marxist totalitarian-style governments that they're trying to bring in here. And they're so diabolically evil that they just don't care whether you think they lie or not. They're just looking for anything they can say that'll cause more confusion.
Big Bird, the more trouble they cause, and that's the bad part. Was it Cloward Piven?
Oh yeah,
that was saying their advice is stress the systems, put the systems under so much stress that they collapse, and you look at what they're doing to the big cities, they're definitely doing that, and they've caused whole communities to collapse, and the culture has collapsed, and eventually somebody has to go, you know what, all right, where's the big guy who'll come in with the big stick and make it all right and get it all under control? That's what they did in Cuba. They caused Cuba to start coming apart. They caused all sorts of violence and mayhem, and then the very people who were causing the bad things to happen said, hey, look, if you put us in charge, we'll put a stop to it. Well, that was easy because they were the ones doing it. And exactly. Big Bird, I'm with you. I'm leaning towards evil more than they're stupid.
I don't think stupid or evil. I think it's just diabolically evil to the point of being satanic.
I agree with you.
Conversation for another day.
Well, you know, the other day I made a Facebook post about the Trans Day of Visibility, and the comment I made was, change my mind. The left is a cult that hates God. Nobody could do that. And what I didn't say is the obvious, if you extrapolate that out, if you hate God, what are you? You are satanic. You are evil. You are darkness. You are everything that God is not. And that's just what they are. I can't even, and they clearly hate God. They hate Christians. Mm-hmm. They hate Easter. They hate Christmas. They hate God's design for the family, God's design for our bodies, God's design for life. So I don't know what else to call it. I'm with you, Big Bird. They are just a satanic cult that are trying to destroy every one of God's orders for life and for design. And that includes America.
Very good point.
Exactly.
I think, look, unfortunately, Big Bird, I agree with you and Allison.
But Big Bird, I'm just dumb. So you might not want to listen.
Well, I'll share with you something quickly. I got some bad news from my doctor the other day. I've been having a lot of problems with bumps on the back of my head. I've been having trouble walking. And he told me I was going to have to give up walking or give up the chewing gum, one or the other.
You got to decide, Big Bird.
We should hang out, Big Bird.
Have a good day, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Excellent.
I was getting worried about him.
I was going, oh my gosh, you might have a tumor. It must be a tumor. That's good. I'm going to remember and use that one. Can we go to, do we have time, Sky? We don't have time, do we?
Just over a minute.
Eric will come back. We'll let Papa B get started. Papa B, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
I'm glad, Red Top has found pot, worked for him. Whatever, first apostle of the First Church of Cannabis.
The Pope of Dope. Okay.
That is good.
Evangelist. I like Red Top, but dadgummit, Red Top, pot, okay, but not everybody wants to wind up looking like Gollum. Dadgummit.
That's it.
We just can't all.
My pretty.
Anyway, so.
Hey, we got to take a break. You're welcome to stay, Papa B, but I don't know how you top that. We'll be back.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture. Forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back in the program, everybody. I'll just let you know, Brian Dawson, the guy that runs 1819 News, made the coffee, and
it's divine.
It's it is Michael Hart coffee. Y'all remember Michael Hart had a morning show in Birmingham? He made coffee, then he went into the waterproofing foundations on homes.
Yeah.
And he would take his coffee out, smear it on the outside, and make it waterproof.
Scott, I'm sorry.
It is thick.
That you're used to watery coffee.
This is a tar baby coffee. Brian Dawson had
issues. It is an espresso bean.
With the machine because he tried to cram the whole little bucket full of coffee. And then he's like, oh, this stuff swells up when it gets wet. I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, Beth and I watched him struggle for about 20 minutes at the coffee
he's
maker.
Big guy.
It was so funny.
Big guy wrestling with a little coffee maker.
But I'm telling you,
Beth kept going, why is he not leaving?
Because he's waiting for him to blow up.
And he was talking, and then you could see his feet moving, and then we heard the rest of the story. But I think the coffee is fantastic.
Yeah, kiss up.
No, I really think it's good. Allison, I'll get her a cup of coffee. Take a sip. Like, I don't care, but I think it's good coffee.
I didn't say it was bad coffee. It's just...
I just don't prefer watery coffee.
Baby coffee.
Scott, you drink Folgers. You think Folgers is good.
Oh, why are we being insulting?
My eyes got big.
Did you see that?
There's going to be a fight.
Oh, it's on now. She's like, you cheap, low-life, redneck, Folgers drinking.
Country pumpkin.
Dang.
Go get your donkey.
Sometimes you even drink the Maxwell House. Poor boy. Not all of us can be kept wives and drink the frou-frou hand-delivered from Hawaii coffee.
Mm. A little sensitive,
she said, I like that too. Yes, I am.
Are you?
Never mind. Not even going to start. Control yourself. You know, calm the situation down. Let's go back to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. And I hope, for goodness sakes, you're not a poor Folgers, Maxwell House, regular old out of the plastic bin coffee drinker.
Ew.
Dude, I drink coffee for the caffeine. That's the only reason I drink it.
I
got to have my caffeine fixed for
you
the
don't
day.
Care about the if taste. Nothing.
If I'm going to drink it, I want it. You know, like the, what's that color? Thick, black, hot.
Whatever it is. Did you say?
Lunchbox Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strong.
Lunchbox Bob. Strong,
bitter.
Black, bitter, whatever. I want it. Yeah, I want a strong cup of coffee. I don't want some.
No, I don't. I'm with you. This is tar.
Scott, it's tar.
Well, look, I want to ask about this PDD thing, but I just want to make this comment first, okay? I think a lot of what we are subjected to in this country is due to basically psychotic navel gazing. The left sees human activity and they want to try to do something about it. You know, natural human activity, they think, well, that's wrong. And, you know, I'll give you an example of this, okay? On the racial end, you know, they accuse, like, white folks of, you know, what, racism, white racism.
If you marry in your own race, is that racism? If you marry somebody that's in your own race and culture, I mean, you're a Catholic, you know, white Irish Catholic, and you marry a white Irish Catholic girl, is that racism? I'm asking.
To some Americans, they would say so.
That's right. And that's just stupid. You know, people gravitate toward those things that they identify with. That's not a crime. That's not a sin. That's just the human condition. It's like trying to do something about people breathing. You know?
Right.
You can't, right. You know, and they can't take it. And when it's born out of a moral relativism, you know, you talk about people that have lost their moral compass. These people didn't just lose their moral compass. They took a sledgehammer to it and destroyed it years ago.
Point.
They don't have, you know, any kind of way to base in a basis in reality. So that's the reason they can't tell the difference between right and wrong. They can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. Moral relativism.
That's a good point.
Anyway,
thanks, Papa B.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I gotta go.
No. Go P. Diddy.
All right. So P. Diddy thing. You know, we know, we've learned that the Epstein Island thing was like an intelligence operation, you know, by, I guess, was it CIA or Mossad or some intelligence agencies were behind it. I wonder if some intelligence agencies were behind this P. Diddy thing, too, because we see, like, this honeypot situation that's going on. Was our government involved in this? I'm asking a question. I don't know, but it sure is curious. To me, it is. Anyway, that it just kept on going. Okay.
That's a good question, Papa B. I guess we'll find out in 5 to 10 years when they finally let us know.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Don't you think they go, like, they find out that P. Diddy's involved in some of these things, and they, in the movies, this is how they work, and then they go to him and they interrogate him and they say, we won't arrest you, but you've got to become an asset
for us.
Be our
guy.
Be our guy. Collect all the information.
Is Diddy his last name?
His name's Sean Combs.
But I'm looking at the Google thing, and it's under Diddy. Right.
Well, he's like Prince. He's changed his name a lot of times.
But he's P. Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
Is his
P.
cousin
Diddy.
T? T. Diddy? C. Diddy? I'm serious. I don't know how these names work.
No.
So it's not just Diddy? Or is he just Diddy?
It's Diddy now.
It's Diddy now.
Yes.
Because writing the P was too long.
It was too much.
But before P, it was Puff Diddy?
Puff Daddy.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Puff Daddy became
P. Diddy.
Puff Diddy?
No. Puff Daddy
so
became
both.
P. Diddy, which became Diddy.
Diddy. I don't know if he did or not. Lunchbox Bob. No, Eric the dog is back. We're taking them in order. Larry, Eric the dog, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien. You know, I've got a name for y'all's show, and I think it's going to fly. I think it'll even make Red Top happy.
Okay.
DD&B. Dumb Dumber and the Box that came in. Mm. And Scott, you're the box.
Dumber in the box that came in. I like that. We change your name, Eric. You'll be.
We're going to give you the credit.
Dumber in the box of rocks.
That's right.
Y'all are that like that that Roman guy that hired the guy to go behind you and tell you that you're just a man. Red Top's the guy you hired. You just don't pay him.
Keeps us humble. He definitely keeps us humble, Eric.
Oh, Eric.
In my estimation, he's overpaid. But,
Hey, we got to take a break. You're welcome to stay. We'll be back for Lunchbox Bob.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When I'm walking in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor Boy. Let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. I don't know. You know I don't know.
What is that song, Sky?
That is Stage Fright by the band. Robbie Robinson wrote
that's
that.
That's what she's asking, which one?
The great legendary promoter Bill Graham once remarked that was the greatest song ever written about performing.
Is it the only song ever written about performing?
I don't think so, but I'll have to check my notes on that.
Okay. I'm going with Scott's.
Greatest, yeah. Okay. Well, that's good at Lunchbox Bob. That's what we promised. Lunchbox Bob, welcome to the program.
It's the third half. Two babes and Scott. And my goodness, guys, we've gone a little dark here. Of course, we were talking about education programs there earlier. And in Alabama, it's very true. There's not much light in the world of education. Now, let me tell you a little story and put some things in perspective about stupid, ignorant, demonic, satanic, or just unfortunately silly.
Okay.
Back in the day, I used to run a little coffee shop, and it was good. I served good coffee. Now, there were people who wanted me to give them diabetes in a cup. And if they were willing to give me money, and I really didn't like them, I would do that. One morning, a lady called me up and told me, as she's taking a sip of her diabetes in a cup coffee, that she thought it was bad. And then she took another sip, and she told me she thought the milk maybe had soured. And then she took another sip, and she told me she was very angry, and this was going to upset her stomach. And then she took another sip, and she told me that she was pretty sure that the coffee and the milk was gone, spoiled, turned. She took another sip and wanted to know what I was going to do about it to fix her problem. Now, you know what I told that lady, Scott?
What, Lunchbox Bob?
I told her to stop sipping bad coffee. If you've got something and it's in your hand, and it's rotten, and you keep drinking it, it's your own fault, people.
Ooh.
Wake up. There are things in this world that are bad. There are things in this world that are wrong. There are places in this world where maybe you shouldn't go. And there's things in this world maybe we shouldn't do. If we continue to worship in the temple of convenience, at the altar of ignorance, we've got no one to blame but ourselves. If you think the education in this state is so terrible and the education in your school is so wrong, rotting your children and your grandchildren's brains, then get them out of it. If you think that the department store or the corporation that you're supporting is actively trying to mutilate children and corrupt young minds, then maybe you should stop going and purchasing their wares. If you think the church you're attending might just be a help-me-feel-good seminar with a little bit of entertaining happy, happy music and a Jesus-won't-judge-you speech, then maybe you should stop going there. This is the reality we are in. The solution is right in front of us. Stop drinking the junk, stop drinking the rotten, and start every day looking in the mirror, deciding I'm going to help make my world a better place by finding what is true, what is beautiful, and what will last for my children generations beyond. The end of the world is God's show. Let him handle that. You have your job every day. And I start every day myself with that realization and a nice cup of coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Let's keep rolling. We're going to take them in order. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing well today.
I'm getting it done, Scott. How about you?
Man, we're trying. Look, I'm being drugged down by the ladies of Liberty who aren't even paying attention to the show. But look, the patriarchy will move forward.
There you go. Hey, Allison.
Yes, sir. Now I'm paying attention.
Have you ever thought about doing product promos?
I mean, yeah. In my head, okay. I do them all the time.
Wow. Do you remember the Grapefruit 45 plan?
Grapefruit?
She may not be old enough for that.
She's not old enough for that?
Wait. Was this...
lose weight?
Yeah, no, my grandmother did the grapefruit. Yes, I remember that.
Okay. Maybe you could get it with Red Top?
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that smokes dope that doesn't get smarter? You could try the THC 45 plan. I don't know. It's just a thought. Scott.
Yes, sir.
On Oregon, like backtracking on the legal narcotics. Mm-hmm. I cannot find an article. You know how articles will just disappear?
Yes.
There's stuff out there. France is talking about holding people accountable for transitional surgeries for children and stuff.
I saw one of those articles. There are some European countries, you may have sent it to me, they're putting a stop to this nonsense. And somehow our news media here in the States doesn't think that's worth mentioning.
No, they've disappeared it pretty well. But I got to think that if they're starting to make an issue of that in Western Europe and the Scandi countries, it's a matter of time before we maybe start to come to our senses.
I don't know. We're still doing what, red dye number whatever, and we're doing all the stuff that's bad for us, and the European countries quit that a while back. So we
keep drinking the bad coffee, I guess.
We do that red and blue plastic buckets.
Yeah. But anyway, Scott, keep doing what you do. I enjoy it. Allison, look forward to the promos when you get ready.
Thanks, Clark. See you, buddy.
Y'all work it out.
You
In
got
only
it.
45 days, you too can be as smart as Red Top. Doobies come in lots of sizes.
Don't just stop. Don't. Whatever's popping in your head, don't. Let's go to David. David has some show thoughts. Hey, David.
Good morning. You know, that last guy, boy, he's got some good allegories. I'm not going to be so allegoric, though.
Okay.
I just, I'm enough of a history nut to know that strongman versus public servant, there's a real difference. And a strongman is usually a con artist, and he uses bluster to avoid getting caught. And every time he gets close to getting caught, he comes down with another muscle flex. So if you want your country, if you want your taxes protected, and if you want to buy nice stuff for yourself, and buy nice stuff for your county, buy some nice stuff for your city, get some good sidewalks, get some good library system, get a good sewage system, get potholes fixed, you stay away from those strongmen because they are just going to steal your money. And every time they get close to getting caught, they come up with some new way to spend the tax dollars on themselves.
Fair enough. David, we appreciate you, buddy. The computer's coming up. Hey, we got to take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Crawdad on the other side. Looking forward to it. We'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Impersonation.
Allison's freaking out.
You're over there in the dark, just like about to have. What do you do? Are you? You got a disco ball? What's
Joey's
going on?
We were talking about fishing, so I had to finish that conversation.
No, did you turn the lights out in the studio?
Well, I like it dark in here. First of all, then Eddie comes in, and they like their dark curtains for the video program.
Oh yeah, it makes them look better.
Yeah, it looks like we got a storm going outside. Or something.
Yeah,
earthquake.
Okay, that's fancy.
Earthquake. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Wednesday to you.
You have some very esteemed callers that hang in there. I wanted to make sure that Sam from Pike County was listening.
Oh, he's listening, I promise.
Yes, you have some very, like I say, esteemed people calling. I'm sure... If Sam from Pike Road is calling, he probably knows how we can get in touch with at least somebody who knows Marcel, who knows Justin, because there is a low country boil coming, and I forgot the time to place, but the energy of having a fun day, having a boil, and enjoying all the people that are sitting around, you are helping a very much important help me out here. You guys, y'all know about the boil, right?
We don't know, but Sam from Pike County is on hold, and I bet he can tell us in a minute, Crawdad.
As I understand, they're going to kill a whole lot of mud bugs and potatoes, and I don't have a problem with that.
You got that right. Crawdad, we appreciate you, buddy. We'll try to find out and let everybody know.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sam from Pike County, who just happens to be on hold at the same time. Sam, welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you, Scott. Thank you for taking my call, Ladies of Liberty.
Hello. Hey, tell us about the low country boil. He said, Cronad said you would know that there's one coming up.
Don't have a clue. I've been hanging close to the house, but I'm picking my social calendar. Is picking up. I'm looking forward to air show and whatnot. You know, man, I've been through a lot of therapy to heal me up, and I'm there now, but I'm just weak. Where, Scott? Oh, yeah, man. And then I can get stronger, so wish me luck. Why did I call? I couldn't, man. I was upset. First off, look here, y'all. Y'all got to understand, from one side of this coast to the other, the potheads out in Oregon are different than the potheads here, okay? We're a higher class. Okay, we do hold ourselves to a better standard. And also, the thing with the meth heads, you know, you see them in the big tent. I assume the money behind big tent, because whenever you got a bunch of meth heads, a bunch of tents, you think, big tent. I'm sorry, I'm going to... yeah, it's so sad, man.
Coleman and Ozark... Is it Ozark Trail?
At Walmart? Ozark Trail, yeah. You think they push that a little bit. Yeah. Wake up, get outdoors. That's so sad. I heard yesterday that you picked up a fan. I didn't comment on that, but I want to let you know, Scott, that you got one and we're all proud of you. What else we got? Oh, school system. The guys I've known that worked for the Alabama as representatives, they talk about studies. People do studies all the time. We need to do a study here in the state of Alabama. Let's just close the schools and say how much money we save. We're going to put all the salaries and whatnot just back in the general fund, and all school will be done. If you want it, you'll have to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Can I get a tax credit or tax break on my taxes for it?
Yeah.
Sure. You think in 10 years if we did that, would our literacy rate be up or down? That's the question.
Thank y'all so
much. Thanks, Sam from Pike County. Sky will get on the case on the big low country boil.
Sure.
This is going to help somebody. I'm going to figure that out. Y'all be good. Be safe. We'll try to be back tomorrow. See y'all.